How did the traveling tradition, life, change from when you were a child to now?
Well, it has changed. I can remember even when my father used to tell me years ago about when he was a young man, he'd be travelling back in Ireland and, you know, he'd tell us if we're all pulling one lane, how many, like, you'd have a wagon, a shelter tent, or whatever you had. No sideways car pulled into one side, whatever you had. You know, that was, there was no looking down on each other that time. There was no bumming and bragging, saying I have this and I have that. You know, them times, as I said, there could be maybe 10 or 12 wagons pulled in there, or tents in the one lane. And if one person didn't have, maybe your spuds, bread, milk, they'd all, see, each night they used to gather at each other's tent or wagon, and they'd have a fire at their wagon that night. And all the men and women, they'd go up to the top wagon. Oh, such one's having a fire there tonight. You're going up. Yeah, we'll go up. So that was their part. So if no one had any, those times wasn't that good. You know, they were good times. But they were hard times as well at the same. So if you had, you know what, one person didn't have on that road to eat, they'd all chip in, and there was no meanness. You know, and they'd all fill out a bit of grub around the fire, and if they had a few drinks afterward, they had them, and a bit of a laugh and a joke and a bit of music. But then the next night, then I'd always remember my father telling me this. You know, they'd always, oh, such one's having the fire down at their place tonight. Oh yeah, all right, we'll go down there then. You know, and it was the same thing over, you know, over again. And even if the men was out hawking during the day, trying to earn a living. And maybe there could be five or six men in the one camp. And maybe six of them men would come back. No, the women would say, how did you do today? Oh, we got not. You know, we didn't do any good today. We'll try again tomorrow. That one man came back and had anything extra. Well, he'd share it. Do you understand me? It was shared between them. It's the same if the women went out looking for food. If half of them women came back and got nothing that day, three, you know, the other half of the women, whatever they got, they'd share it between them that night. You know, it was more of a family. I mean, even if there was distant relations or strange travellers that did happen to pull along and travel years ago, the same thing was there. There was no meanness. They all pulled in together, and they helped each other. That's what I remember my father telling me. And you know, the same when he came over here in Manchester in the late 50s, over to England first. But you know, when I I think I seen a good bit of that myself when we were off travelling, let it be in this country or back in Ireland. You know, it wasn't so much as, you know, we have this and we have that, and, you know, looking down on, you know, trying to look down on other travellers. But it was more family orientated, you know. It was more homely. But times now, you know, you have to be honest about it. You see travellers along the road, you know, you're lucky if they put, you know, if they're driving and you might be out, you know, put the hand up. You're lucky if they get the, you know, to put the hand up to let onto you. You know, especially if they have a big flash motor and all this, you know. It seems to be more money orientated, which is a shame, you know, which is a shame, because once you start going down that road, it's not nice. But yeah, it's changed, it has changed. But I think the way things does change, if travellers themselves lets it change, if you can understand. But you know, if you keep up the old homely ways yourself, and you keep up a good spirit of living, well, you're not going to change then. I mean, times will change, everything around you will change. But if you know, there's other travellers out there that let themselves get changed, you see, where years ago it wasn't like that. But the only way, as I say, going back, if things get changed, if a traveller lets it. Well, if you have a right old traveller there, that'll keep the old style up, and keep whatever you say, old school, proper old style of travellers. They're gone now, and they're not going to come back. Like my father, the older generation, they're proper travellers. They are proper travellers. The old generation, they're gone. They won't be coming back. And it's a hard thing to say, but that's how it goes. Yeah, yeah. They were real proper old travellers.
Their generation. Do you think now, though, it's more difficult to camp than it was before?
It is. Yeah, in some places, it's more harder to camp, to pull in. If you're left alone, you're left alone. But some places, you won't be left alone. You know, there's a good few places where the council will bring out if whatever you need. You know, skips, toilets, they'll bring them out. You know, you could be in a camp 4 or 6 weeks. You know, and they'll help you out that way. But you'll get some other, not so much the council themselves, but other authorities. You know, that just doesn't want the travellers around, basically, you know. And that's where they make things a bit harder for you. And that's it, really, you know.
Can I ask one last question?
Yeah.
From me, this is just because I was interested. Because you were saying your father travelled around Ireland, but obviously you were born in Manchester.
Yeah.
Just what made him move from Ireland to England, if there was...
Yeah, he'd often tell me, I'd often ask my father that same question. So why'd you move from Ireland, Daddy? And I think that time, there was in early 50s up to the late 50s. Not so much, even the early 60s. But my father came over this country in the late 50s, around about 1957. And at that time, there seemed to be a big immigration of travellers from Ireland. I'd always ask him, I think it was mostly the work. You know, because Ireland was a hard place for even a traveller to live that time. My father would always tell me, a very, very hard place. And so that's why he mostly came over to England, was for work. And the first place years ago for travellers to come, it wasn't London. At them times, the first place for all travellers to come from Ireland was straight to Manchester. Right, straight to Manchester, wasn't it? They wouldn't go nowhere else. But then that was up until the 80s, and the 80s came in then. And the travellers that would... Some of the travellers moved out from Manchester and moved down to London, down south. And a good few that used to come over from Ireland. You got word back then, where are you going, where are you going, where are you now, where are you staying? Oh, we're in London and we're doing this and we're doing that. But I used to ask me father years ago, I said, you know, what was it like in Manchester? He says, it was more or less the same. He says, when you're on the road, he says, you know, he says, if you were in the house for the winter, he said, you'd be off travelling, he said. And then he said, you could be off travelling, he said, right through the winter as well. I says, how was it? I says, was it the same as when you're on the road, I says, back in Ireland? Yeah, he says, there's no difference, he said. There's no difference, he says. But he said, he'd always tell me, he said, I'd rather them times than now, he said, what I'm living in. And but that's what I was going back to before. It's certain travellers to let themselves change. Do you understand me? You have to say that you're too high up. I have this and I have that. That's up to themselves. I wish them luck with it. But, as I says before, you can only change if you change yourself. And years ago, as I said, old travellers, they were proper travellers. And they kept the morals, they kept the traditions, everything that was bred into them from them fathers before and the mothers, their generations before that, they kept all that. See, travellers didn't just come on this earth hundreds and hundreds of years ago. Travellers came on this past... Even a thousand years ago, you know, in a book in one of the museums here in this country about travellers and gypsies, the Irish travellers was even in this country before the English gypsies came. And that's hard to believe, but that is the truth. Because the English gypsies, they arrived here from the European gypsies into this country. But you know, it's... It's just, you know, if times change, but if you let times change who you are and where you came from, it's no good. It doesn't work, you know. Could work for some people, but in the line of likes of myself, no.